Hello, dear listener. Welcome to part one of episode 12 of series one of the Pocket Radio Show. Does that make any sense whatsoever? I hope so. Before I go any further, I've got to give a big thank you to the Positive Internet Company, who have been remarkable throughout this whole series, and I haven't bigged them up anywhere near enough. They run Jellycast.com, which is the site that has been hosting the Pocket Radio Show, and they've been absolutely fantastic. It's rare when you're dealing with internet-based companies to have a human being that you can talk to, and there are human beings there. I know, I've shooken their hands. And I thoroughly recommend them. So if you want to get podcasting or anything done internet-wise, websites, stuff like that, go to the Positive Internet Company and tell them I sent you, for goodness sakes. So thank you to them for all the help that they've been. So this is part one. The show was live on Saturday, May the 12th. We started at 7 o'clock. Didn't have any idea if it was going to work, if people were going to phone up, if people were going to listen and take part. It could have been an awkward, awful and embarrassing experience. As it was, I think it went pretty bloody well. Now, it's too long for me to put up in one chunk. It would take up way too much bandwidth. So this is part one. Part two will be released at some point in the future. It may be a few weeks. Bear with me. I'm working on things. It may come out when series two launches. I know that sounds, arse about tit, but I've got kind of a plan, and that fits in with that plan. So sit back, relax, and enjoy part one of the Pocket Radio Show, episode 12, series one, live. And then I hit the stop button and that stops.
Yeah.
That's we're on.
Oh.
We're on the radio. Yeah, let's turn this up a little bit. Is that as loud as it goes?
Your headphones?
Yeah, there we go. I'm going to go right up. This is why I've got tinnitus, is because I have my head. Hello, dear listener. We're live. I think we're live on the internet. I believe this is the internet that we're live on. So, hello. This is the episode 12 of the Pocket Radio Show coming live. Where are we coming live from? SMUC Radio. What does SMUC stand for? St. Mary's University College. Oh, yes. That's like proper posh and stuff. It's not that posh. We're on a university campus. I feel so old. I feel like the nearly 40-year-old man I am. It's just full of beautiful young men and women walking around drunk as well. Some of them are drunk at 7 o'clock in the evening. That's insane behaviour. So, the way this works, this is a live Pocket Radio Show. I'm just putting the Skype on. There we go. You can call us now if you want. You've done the phones and everything there. That's awesome. 020-3286-1483 is the telephone number if you want to give me a call. Or you can Skype Pocket Radio Show. We're kind of here just until people stop calling in. So it could be a very, very short show. Ideally, I'm aiming for a couple of hours. But if we fall short of that, then I no one will be disappointed, because we can all go to the student union bar and get heavily boozed up and smoke some drugs. Yes, of course it's not. So if you want to give us a call, 020-3286-1483. It's like the normal Pocket Radio Show, instead of being in my luxury Soho studio, I'm now at St. Mary's University College studios, which are awesome, it has to be said. Thank you very much. They've even got records on the wall. I played some records today. I actually played records, which was wonderful. So, you can give me a call at 8:45. We may have Matt Allwright, the Watchdogger, coming live from a secret gig that he's playing with his band. He's got a band, and they're playing live. And if the technology allows us, we will be speaking to him live on stage in a top-secret venue in Canterbury. I think it's a pub. And the people in the pub will be able to hear me, and you, if you call in at that point, and we'll be able to hear him. That's the way it's supposed to work. Now, whether it will actually work like that or not, I have literally no idea at all. No one's phoning in, so we may as well just go home, shall we? Someone give me a call, just first of all, so that we know the technology is working, and then we can kind of drive this bad boy, home. I'll just sit here and wait. Ah, someone's calling! Let's go to line six. Six, you're live on the internet.
Hello, Mr. Lee.
Ah, someone's calling.
Oh, now turn your speakers off, you Muppet.
Six, you're live on the internet.
Yes, that's my fault.
Yeah, it's your fault. Turn your speaker off.
You Muppet.
Right, we got it, we got it.
Jesus, what a start to the show.
You got it?
Well, I've got it. Have you got it?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was streaming back through the computer. We've had these technical problems once before, but I'm okay now.
It's Internet Bellend Jimmy Willis.
No, oh, that's not very nice, is it? How's the show going so far, mate?
Well, we're 3 minutes into the show, and it's a little bit low on phone calls. That's why I've accepted yours.
Oh, right, so I was the last chance. There was no one else ringing at all.
I was prepared to jump back into my car and drive all the way back to North London and cry.
Whereabouts are you filming from?
We are in Twickenham.
Twickenham,
yeah.
Oh, lovely.
And I drove. There's rugby going on today, I'm guessing. But why would people need to? I saw a man, right, dressed up as a crayon today.
Yes, that's normal.
A crayon? Why would you dress as a crayon to go to a rugby match?
Yes, I don't know. They drink quite a lot of rugby. I think it's something to do with that. I'm not sure.
There was a girl dressed as Wonder Woman and a man dressed as a crayon. If anyone can explain that to me, 020-3286-1483, I would love to know.
Do you dress up when you go to things?
Fancy dress parties.
Yeah, I say I'm not in, even at a fancy dress party, I'm not particularly into dressing up.
I said that. Do you know what? I've never been to a fancy, I haven't been to a fancy dress party since I was eight because I think they're absolute, I don't like parties and I don't like fancy dress parties.
Why don't you like parties?
Because I don't like people. You've got to talk to people. And also, I don't know people, I don't like people, and I don't want to talk to people. So those three things combined mean that parties are hellish to me.
You're getting very grumpy in your old age.
I've always been grumpy.
Have you?
I was a very grumpy young man. I'm growing into my grumpiness. That's the thing that's doing it.
I think it suits you anyway. You're okay.
Are you flirting with me?
No, I'm just trying to be nice.
You know your picture on your Skype?
Yeah, I haven't. Yeah.
Change it.
Yeah, you're not into that.
Well, you look like a potato. You do, though. And you've got breasts. Now, I've got breasts. I've got man boobs, but I can affect them to look invisible by having a different photograph.
Yes, and maybe a new photo shoot is needed.
Well, or just get, like, your mum to do it on her phone.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't bother going for a photo shoot just to update your Skype picture.
You need promotion things done anyway, so I haven't got many, so I need it doing anyway. And okay. I'm getting fit as well. So.
I'm going to try something here. I'm going to try and add a call. Daniel?
That was great.
Don't get cheeky with me. Right, hang on. Daniel's gone. Let's try and add. Are you still there, Jimmy?
Yeah.
That's a shame. Okay.
Bored.
You're what?
Getting bored.
Well, sod off then. There we go, he's gone. It's as simple as that. We're going to try and do a conference call at some. Oh, here's a phone call here. Line three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hello?
Hey, it's Jerry!
Hello?
I've not heard you since you last called up Talk Sport to say that you aren't going to call them anymore since they became Pure Sport.
It's gone crap.
TalkSport, I can say this officially now, has gone crap. Hey, I had a meeting with the boss of TalkSport before I knew it was going to go completely sport. And I was praising Mike Graham and Matt Ford. And I was basically angling to get the nighttime gig. And halfway through the meeting, the guy in charge said, well, we're going to go completely sport. I'm hoping you like sport, Ian, because if you do, you can come and work with us. And I had to spend a whole meeting nodding, pretending I liked sport, thinking, I hate sport. There's literally no point me sat in this chair. I may as well get up and walk out now.
I just nod off listening to it.
I don't listen to it anymore. Even Matt Ford, I turned on Matt Ford the other night and it was football and I thought, you know what? I love Matt. I think he's the best broadcaster in the country at the moment. I can't listen to this.
It's gone really down now.
Well, you know, but it's gone downhill for people like us. But I bet in, not the next Rajars, but the Rajars after that, it will start doing the figures. And that's what it's all about in radio, isn't it, really? So,
well, the figures have gone down in London.
Well, they'll go down. They'll go down straight away. It'll take a while for people to find its audience. And I bet it will. I bet it'll do really, really well. Because Moz D, the programme controller, he's brilliant. And he's totally turned that station around. And agree with him or not, he knows what he's doing.
Does he?
Yeah, of course he does. Of course he does. He's won that station awards. He's got their listening figures right up.
It's great to hear you back on.
Yeah, I know. Back on the internet, there are 148 people listening to this live. That's twice what I used to get on Absolute Radio.
149 now.
Well, there you go. That's easy for you to say. Jerry, thank you for calling. Always a pleasure. I'm going to... Oh, I can't cut you off. Yes, I can. I'm going to go to this. It's from Bonita Fernandez Forever. Let's see who this is. By the way, if you're calling in and I don't answer...
Hello?
Hello, who's this? Turn your speaker off.
Hello?
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 Mr. Lee, it's a really bad line.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Well, it was for me, but it's fine. Well,
who are you?
Who are you?
Basically, wife of Mr. John Bennett, who listens to your radio all the time. I have a quick question.
Please do, Mrs. John Bennett. Mrs. John
Bennett. I'm playing Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead Redemption. I can't even pronounce the game.
Say it again.
Red Dead Redemption.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Having a really hard time. I am not very much of a gamer.
Right.
But how do you know of any cheats I can use?
Cheats? Well, you think I'm 12 years old and I'm reading N64 magazine. I'm not going to give you any cheats. Just go around and shoot the bad guys. That's all you've got to do.
I can't. Well, shooting the bad guys is not a bad thing. Well, it's easy. But when you meet these strangers, it's...
Oh, God, it's all frozen. I'll call you back.
Sorry? Who's that?
I have no idea.
Who? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it's still you. This is going well. Hang on a minute. Let's see if this next caller has any tips on... Oh, look, I don't know how to do that. Oh, God. Well, just what's your problem? You just ride the horse, you shoot people, and that's it.
I am doing that, but when it comes to meeting strangers on, you know, while you're trying to kill someone, you know, a bounty, you're trying to kill a bounty.
Well, don't talk to the strangers.
I can't help it, though.
I don't talk to the strangers. I just get on with the bounty that I've been set.
I know, but how can you just ignore them?
Because they're not real. They're computer people. They're not real people.
All right.
They're computer people, you silly woman. Just ignore them. So some old woman is begging you to go and find her husband. She's a computer person. She's not real.
Is this the reason why women can't play video games?
It's one of the many reasons. I tell you what, my wife, she's fantastic. She's good at Mario Kart. That's the only game she could beat me on. But if I give her a game like Halo or Red Dead Redemption, what she does, she takes the controllers and suddenly the character looks up at the sky and spins round in a circle. And I go, no, I take the controller off her, I'll straighten it. You go, no, you move forward like this and you walk around. She takes them back off me, she looks up at the sky and she walks around in a circle. She can't do it.
Okay, I'm not that bad. Come on.
Well, but you go and talk to the old woman who wants you to find her husband when she's only a computer person.
Oh,
yes,
no.
if it were real life, Mrs. John Bennett, of course I would go and help an old lady find her husband if it didn't interfere too much with me getting my bounty. But on a computer game, you can ignore them.
Oh, can what? You?
Are you making a sex noise?
What?
Okay, thanks very much for calling.
You are.
That was a sex noise, which is inappropriate. Let's go to... Listen, if you're struggling to get through, we've suddenly got a lot of calls at the moment, which is excellent. Keep trying, or when you hear someone hang up, then call back in a few minutes. I'm trying to work out how to do a conference call. Let's see if I can do a conference call like this. Right, who's on the line?
Oh, hello, it's Gaffer.
Oh, jeez. And is there someone else? Simon, are you there? Simon? Wow, Simon... Tonight, the part of Simon is being played by an owl. Or the theme tune to The Good, the Bad and the Ugly. I can't quite work it out yet. Okay, Gatford, who'd have thought that out of two callers, you'd be the better caller?
Yes!
but that's only up against an owl whistle.
It's a good owl whistle.
Though. It's a bloody good owl whistle, isn't it?
Very good owl.
Can you believe that I've not got a radio job?
Well... nearly 160 people would agree.
Yes, Gatford. What can I do for you on this one? Thank you, Al. What can I do for you?
I'm getting chills.
Okay, you're literally sucking the life out of this show.
Well, the Al's doing a pretty good job of that as well.
Okay, let's go to line five. Five, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please? Hello. No, you're too slow. Let's go to line three. Three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please? Hello?
Hello?
Don't worry, when I put this out as a podcast, I'll edit all these bits out. I won't. Yes, who's this?
Hello? It's Samantha.
Hello?
Hello, Samantha. Turn your feed off.
Yes, who's this?
Hello, it's Samantha. Hello.
Oh, for God's sakes. Hello. He's talking to his own echo. Turn your feed off, Samantha. Now, can you hear me?
No, it's that my computer seems to be playing up.
Can you hear me now?
Right, wait a minute.
No. Let's try line three. Three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Oh, good evening.
Good evening. Who is this?
It's the tissue dude. One of the biggest issues is the serious issues of the...
Disused tissues.
Correct, Amanda. What's going on with the people that can't turn their speakers down before they ring you up?
God's sakes, man. What is the...
If you call in,
turn the live feed off. Mute it. Close that page, because it will just cause problems for you like it caused for Samantha then.
Exactly. Samantha, you're going to have to call back. Wasting her time, isn't she?
Well, let's be honest. The whole show is always a waste of time.
Now, Ian, this is the last one of the series.
Yes.
And we didn't end up with Rav Wilding on. What the hell happened?
I didn't get in touch with him. I'll get in touch with him. I'll get him on series two. How's about them apples?
It sounds amazing. I mean, he's moved off of Crime Watch now. He's gone to bigger and better things. Pocket Radio Show will be on there, won't he?
I'll get him. Is he not on Crime Watch anymore?
No, he's been booted off. Well, they've got some other... I'm going to... Almost swore then. Some other guy doing it.
Oh, man. I haven't watched... I used to love Crime Watch when it was Nick Ross. I haven't watched it for ages and ages and ages.
I know. It's terrible. It went downhill when Dando, you know.
Okay, well, let's not do that. I should, by the way, I've got to do some adverts and stuff. I forgot about that. Let me first of all thank SMUC Radio, and I suggest you follow them at SMUC Radio, or go to smucradio.com. They are the ones that are letting me. I forgot your name, Joe. Joe, of course. And James is here. James Trosh, who sorted this whole thing out, which is awesome, and is filming it and is a genius. But they are letting me use their facilities, which is wonderful. I need to thank the Positive Internet Company, who are the people, the wonderful people, who have been hosting the Pocket Radio Show for the last 3 months. They have freely given me their services via jellycast.com. And if you want podcasts hosted or you want any help with internet-type things, then go and have a chat with them, because they are very friendly. They have lovely offices just off Carnaby Street as well, where they serve you. You go and they give you a huge plate of biscuits. I don't know if that was just for me. I got a huge plate of biscuits. And I made the mistake of eating one in a meeting. Never eat a biscuit in a meeting. It will only slow you down. So that's Positive Internet Company. Go and have a look at them. We'll play some more adverts later on. I know a lot of you don't like the adverts. Tough. Line three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please? Line three. Oh, okay, let's go to line two. Line two, you're on the internet.
Hey, Op, is that Ian?
Hey, it's Smudge!
Hey, Smudge,
hello,
mate,
brother.
How you doing?
I'm very, very well. There's only 100... There's a huge 160 people listening to us live.
160!
Yay! What?
160!
It's 161 now.
61! So you're going to keep going up then?
It's gone back down to 160. Do you imagine
that? Listen.
No. What?
You used to be in, on telly, didn't you?
Well, I'm on... Well, you say used to. I'm on telly on Tuesday morning on Sky News. So I'm still on telly. I'm on telly.
So you know about telly then, right?
I know a lot about telly, yes.
Can I ask you a question about telly?
Of course you can.
Why are there so many horny programmes on the telly at the moment, Ian?
So many horny programmes?
No, not horny programmes. I wish there were more of them, but I mean hoarding, you know, people who live in houses full of stuff.
I missed the hoarding well, there's only one, isn't there?
No, there was a series on Channel 5 just recently, and then that finished, and then there was a programme on BBC One about hoarding, and then the other night there was another programme on Channel 4 about hoarding, Ian.
So maybe hoarding, because we've had antiques.
Yep.
We've had gardens, we've had homes, we've had cooking. Maybe hoarding is the new thing.
But maybe it is. Do you want to know a hoarding fact that I've picked up from watching TV?
I don't really.
I'm going to tell you anyway.
Okay.
40% of people who hoard die because their hoard falls on them.
Do they really?
It's true. And there was a story about a fella, he lived down London, and his hoard of Razzle magazines fell on him, and he died.
Really? Is there any need for that?
It was a sticky situation, Ian. No? Oh, God, hell off.
Right, I'm gonna play an advert, James. Which microphone, which fader do I need to have? Just play it. I'm just going to hit it, and it's going to go.
Yep.
I just down a couple and I sent it to my mum. I just down a couple and I sent it to my son. I just down a couple, it really pleased the missus.
I just down a couple and I covered it in kisses. Mwah!
I just done a cackle. I did it just like that.
I just got a cackle. It landed on my Mac. So if you want a card that will make somebody chuckle, type in K-U-K, K-L-E and do yourself a cackle. Cuckle.com. Awesomely awesome personalised cards.
By the way, Cuckle are sponsoring Set the Agenda. Set the Agenda on Thursday, June the 7th, hosted by me, Variety Night. And we've got three magicians, John Archer, Pete Hathaway, Christian Lee. We've got Adam Belbin doing some stand-up. We've got Katie Cartwheel. Yeah! We've got Katie Cartwheel. She does hula hoops and stuff. I love a bit of hula hoops. I do, genuinely, I can't do the hula hoop. June the 7th, if you want to get tickets, settheagenda.com/ tickets. Don't put the in there. This is Pocket Radio. What's it called? Yes, Pocket Radio Show Live. If you want to call us, you can Skype Pocket Radio Show. Turn off your live feed if you're calling us, though. Or 020-3286-1483 is the number. I did have... we're being filmed, by the way, for a little thing. And we're live. You can stream. You're seeing us. Well, you know that because you're listening. I did have one topic. Book or film characters that are like the hero, but that you have no sympathy for whatsoever. I read the book of the film 127 Hours, which has been made into a film by Slumdog Millionaire. And I read the book, it's written by the guy. It's this guy who goes climbing, canyoneering, mountaineering on his own, and he falls, and a massive two-ton boulder falls on his right arm and crushes his right arm. And he's there for, I think it's like 6 days or something, without any food or water. And he escapes by cutting his arm off. Right? So it's a big dramatic story. And for most of the book, I thought, what a massive knob. Just a real... I had no sympathy for him at all. But he's just this arrogant idiot. And there were points in the book I'm thinking, I'm glad that rock fell on your arm. You deserve that. He nearly got two of his mates killed in a skiing incident because he was an idiot. When he finally manages to escape by cutting his own arm off, right? It's quite dramatic, and towards the end I'm feeling sorry for him. As soon as he escapes, he finds this poor Dutch couple and starts barking instructions at them. Goodness sakes, they've just found a bloody one-armed man. I'm not swearing, he was bloody. They found a one-armed man. They've got their kid there, don't start shouting instructions at them. So, book or film characters that you have very little sympathy or empathy for. That's the thing. Or you can just phone up for a chat. Just time for me to say thank you to one of our sponsors, GoDaddy.com, for helping to bring this podcast to you. If you need some online assistance, then GoDaddy.com have offered you, listeners to the Pocket Radio Show, a very special offer. Use the code BRO1, BRO1, to get your .com for £5.49. Register your .com domain with GoDaddy.com today. Plus, get website hosting, fast and easy site builders, site security, and much more. Enter the code BRO1, BRO1, at checkout to get your .com for £5.49. GoDaddy.com, domains, websites, and everything in between. Visit I'll keep that in. Keeps it real. Visit GoDaddy.com. Line 6, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Oh, Ian, it's Brian the Cockney here.
It's Paul the Cockney.
No, Brian the Cockney.
Sorry.
Don't you listen, sunshine.
Sorry, Brian, your Cockney voice is so strong, it's hard to understand exactly what you're saying. I apologise,
yes.
Governor.
Yes. Now, listen, right. I fancy a game of iPod a roulette.
Well, you're going to be on your own because I've left my iPod in the car.
Oh, balls.
Yeah, balls indeed. Line 3, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hi, how's it going?
All right, who's this?
It's Adam.
Hello, Adam, what can I do for you?
So what are the topics tonight?
Book or film characters you have no sympathy for.
I have nothing on that.
Okay, let's go to line 3. 3, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Ian, it's Graham.
Hello, Graham.
Hi, how are you doing, all right?
I'm good, actually. I'm enjoying this. I was nervous about this. I was nervous that no one would call in, and we've got loads of people keep calling. If you are trying to call in, be patient and wait till the line goes and then try again a bit later on, because I will get to all of you at some point, hopefully.
164 viewers as well.
That's exactly what I was hoping for. In fact, more than I was hoping for. So that's brilliant.
Anyway, film characters that I have no sympathy, empathy for.
Yes.
Jack Nicholson in As Good As It... No, yeah. As Good As It Gets, where he's the horrible man who falls in love with Helen Hunt. I couldn't stand him.
I don't think I've seen As Good As It Gets.
And the idea was you were supposed to hate him and then get to like him.
Right.
And I just hated him at the start, hated him at the end, didn't care what happened. Yeah, nasty.
Jack Nicholson is hard to like, though. I'm trying to think of a film where I like him.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Very good.
Yeah, that
actually... By the way,
yes.
when I heard that you were going to be doing this on a Saturday night, I did sort of question the rationale behind it, because I thought, Saturday night, peak viewing time, The Voice, Britain's Got Talent, all that. The only thing is, I'm flicking through the telly and there's absolutely nothing on.
Yeah.
There is nothing on. Why are you not... okay, Sky News on a Tuesday morning is all well and good. Why are you not back on our screens keeping us entertained on a Saturday night?
Gee, that's an excellent question. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to phone up BBC on Monday morning and demand they give me a job. How's about them apples?
It has to be done. Hang on. Tremors 3 is on Sci-Fi.
Tremors 3 is always on Sci-Fi. Now, which one is Tremors 3? Is that the one where they stood on the rooftops in the desert shouting to each other?
That's every Tremors.
There is every Tremors, isn't it? But it's always... I don't think I've ever seen one or two. I think I've only ever seen that bit from Tremors 3. Based on a true story. Line 1, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hey, it's Mr. Fuzzy.
Hey, Mr. Fuzzy, what can I do for you?
Well, first off, thanks a lot for ruining the end of 127 Hours.
You knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, not going to bother now.
Hey, by the way, I'm just seeing, you know the lady who phoned up to ask about Red Dead Redemption?
Yeah.
She's hot.
Can you stick something on your Ian Lee page?
What I'll do is I'll retweet her comment.
And then we can all see.
You can all see. She's hot, and she's got... From the picture makes it look like... And listen, I don't want to get all kind of sleazy or anything, because that's not my scene.
Well, get a little bit sleazy.
Well, okay. It looks like she's got massive bosoms.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah!
What I was going to say about the characters...
Yeah.
I didn't feel sorry for.
Yeah.
In the greatest film ever, Jurassic Park...
I've never seen it, but okay. My friend's nan calls it Jacuzzi Park, yeah.
Well, in the greatest film ever, Jacuzzi Park, there's the King Keeper... Who's like the big shot? He goes around and he's the boss of everything. He's got to shoot a velociraptor from about 6 foot away.
Yeah.
And he's flapping around, messing about, and he's put his hat on a piece of wood to rest the gun on the piece of wood.
Right.
He's shooting it with a shotgun and he's resting it up. And then another raptor comes in and kills him. I'm like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, what are you resting the gun for?
Yeah, yeah.
You're 6 foot away with a shotgun.
I wasn't actually listening to you then.
Idiot.
Who?
With the guy in Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Jurassic Park.
Okay.
I didn't feel sorry for him.
No.
Also, King Kong. Didn't feel very sorry for him.
Well, he's a monkey.
Yeah, well, yeah, but...
I felt sorry for the monkey in the... I've never seen King Kong, but I feel sorry for the monkey.
I felt more sorry for the girl, because all she had was King Kong.
But she loved the monkey. She was in love with a monkey. How can you feel sorry for a pervert?
Well, I felt sorry for her because she was a pervert.
I could understand that.
No one else feels sorry for him.
Anything else?
That's about it, really.
Okay, let's go to line 2. 2, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please? Hello? Nope, too slow. Let's go to line 3. 3, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Ian, it's Graham again. Tremors 3, they're on the roof shouting at each other, but they're all carrying a mattress for some reason. So we have deviated slightly from the norm.
Thank you very much for that. Oh, hang on, that was smooth, wasn't it? There we go.
Not that skinny dog. We only employ nerds without girlfriends. This means that they have much more time to spend on making you an awesome website. So, if you'd like a fantastic website made by a nerd without a girlfriend, please go to www.thatskinnydog.com.
Oh, the next advert's going to play. No, stop. There we go. Paul Clare, who is the boss at That Skinny Dog, built the ianlee.com and... set the agenda websites, and he's a genius. He's an absolute genius. I muffed up. I broke the ianlee.com tonight before this show, and I phoned him up, and he was having his tea. He was more than happy to listen to my stupid cries for help, and he fixed it. He was like a remote fixer. He was a remote fixer. Joe, do you want to say hello?
Hello.
That's the red one. Of
is
course.
This me?
That's
yeah.
You.
This is me.
I should know this because it's labelled red. And it's red, and I still went for the green.
It's questionably green.
Well,
that's
not green. That's
I've had this discussion. Mustard. I've had this discussion before a lot of times.
You need to do is relabel this. It's just a bit of post-it note.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of effort.
This is your studio.
This is my studio. Yes.
But now, what does this normally use for?
Just student radio shows. Okay. So whatever they want to put on.
Do you do a show yourself, or are you like the program controller?
I'm the program controller, I guess. Right. Yeah, I've done a few shows testing it out with James over here.
James Trush, who's
with the camera.
James Trush has filmed me a couple
camera.
Of times and has filmed the Curricorder Quartet. If you've seen the video of them in the UK, it was him that filmed that and put it together. And the man's a genius. And he nearly called you a boy.
The toy robot in space as well. That deserves a plug, I think.
Oh, yeah. We'll have some of that. And that's on YouTube, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever had to fire anybody?
I wish I could.
Do it.
I really want to. They're students, so I don't think I can, but I'd really like to just have a go. I don't know.
Can you
try and get them kicked out or something?
Should be able to do something, Joe.
Plant some drugs or something.
Please do. Is this what you want to do?
This is actually a Catholic institution. I'm starting to feel a bit...
Three Hail Marys and now the father. Is this what you want to do when you, in inverted commas, grow up?
Working radio? Possibly. I've done a bit of work in TV too, so I'm not sure.
TV pays better.
It does. Yeah. I worked on Big Brother's bit on the side, and you were on there.
Oh, really?
But I was in an office doing their Facebook and Twitter stuff.
Are you working on it this time?
No.
I'm on it again, June the 10th.
Are you on it again?
Yeah, I'm on it again. The day after my 39th birthday.
It launches
soon. I'm doing
good things were said about you in the you're good. I enjoyed it.
I had the time of my life doing that because it was
it'd be a good show to be a panelist on.
It's good fun.
Yeah,
and also because who's the Emma is the girl that presents it.
Emma Willis.
She's lovely.
She is lovely.
Really, very funny and charming.
Yeah.
Joe, we have a regular caller on the line. You may be interested in. We've got Barry from Watford. Good evening, Barry.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Joe.
And good
Hello,
evening,
Barry.
James is here as well.
James.
Okay. Barry from Watford, everybody. Oh, the figures have literally, we've lost 12 listeners.
12?
12 listeners have disappeared, so keep it brief, mate.
Yeah. When you said I was coming on, 12 disappeared.
And another 3 have just gone, so...
we're down to 9.
No. Yes. What would you like?
What would I like?
Yes, what would you like?
Out of what?
Well, out of this conversation.
Oh, what would I like?
Yes.
I'd like you to have a new show is what I'd like to do. But Ian.
Yes.
Are we discussing people from art and literature you have no sympathy for?
I said books and films, but art and literature is a lovely way of phrasing it. Yes, that's the posh way of phrasing it.
Books and film. Mary Poppins. you know the two children.
I do know the two children, yes.
Michael and Tracy, whatever their names are.
Yes.
At the end of the film, and I'm hoping some people will concur with this,
yeah.
Their poor old man takes them, you know, they want tuppence a bag to feed the pigeons.
I've not seen the whole of the film, but yes.
Well, it's a classic, Ian. What do you mean?
I've seen the first half of it about 4 times because we bought it for my little boy, but I've never seen the end.
Well, it's a classic.
Well, so is the Bible. I've not read it.
Well, you offer up a conversation where people are asked to phone in to discuss, in your words, books and films. I offered up a famous film, you haven't seen it. This is going to go nowhere.
I'm not going to know every single book and film that is mentioned, but it doesn't preclude me from the conversation.
What, Mary Poppins?
Well, I know it, but I've not seen it yet. Okay, who plays the old bank manager?
Dick Van Dyke in disguise, so up yours.
Tell me about the ending of this film.
Right, at the end of the film, in which Dick Van Dyke plays this... the part of Bert the Chimney Sweep.
Is this also... going to ruin it for me? Because I do want to watch it one day.
It turns out he's a paedophile. No, what happens is... At the end of it...
Come on.
Dick Van Dyke... dressed as the old bank manager. Basically, their dad is the same dad's in Bedknobs and Broomsticks, of course, and I can't remember his name, but anyway.
I remember why I quit Absolute Radio now, and I did quit. It was my decision. It wasn't...
Well, because this is boring.
Yeah, because of you. I quit because of you and your rubbish vocals.
Let me speak. Hello?
Yes?
At the end, the kids go to the bank and they want to spend tuppence on some breadcrumbs for the birds. And there's an old lady, we call her a homeless nowadays, but she's feeding the birds rather charmingly.
But she's in a snow globe, isn't she?
something like that at the end. Oh, you've seen that bit. But anyway, at the end, basically, yes. The old man says, oh, why don't you invest the money? And they go, oh, no, we want to give it to a homeless to give it to what are essentially flying rats. In London, and whispers go, oh yeah, don't invest it. The country's on its knees,
right?
You know, who? But don't invest it. I'll give it to the birds.
Who do you not have the sympathy for?
I don't have any sympathy for the children, nor Mary Poppins, right. Nor what probably Bert. The chimney sweep, but also think it's a good idea to feed what is vermin in London.
Oh.
I've got every sympathy for the dads and the banks. Does anyone understand what I'm saying?
Is that we should have a call? Is there a caller on line two?
And then the bloke pissed in a sink. Oh, hello, Ian, all right?
Who the hell is that?
It's Matt Allwright, the British television presenter and journalist who specialises in customer affairs.
Oh, yeah.
Who's this?
It's Barry from Watford.
Hold on, one sec. Barry from... Let me just check the phone. Is this Barry from Watford, the plumber that took a turd in old Mrs. Smith's garden?
That's it.
Right. You shouldn't be out, mate. You shouldn't be on the phone. I've told you before, I'll come find you.
I'm outside Oxy Bowls Club. I might lay a cable on their nice lawn and all.
For God's sake. Can we... It was doing all right until you called in. Let's try line three. Line three, you're on the phone to Barry.
Hello? Hello? Is that Barry from Watford?
Yes, who's that?
It's Rob Benet, Barry. How are you?
Oh, all right. Who's it?
It's Rob Benet.
Oh, hello, mate. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad, buddy. Yourself?
Oh, not so bad, mate. Not so bad. It's a lovely sunny evening. I've nicked a pint out of the Royal Oak.
Ooh.
On Watford Heath. I've come to Dave's car, and I'm making a phone call outside Oxy Bowls Club. If anyone's around, want to join me, I've got a Guinness here with my name on it.
Ooh.
It's clever how they do that in the froth at the top. Barry, they've done.
Rob, is there anything you'd like to say to Barry?
Is there any ladies nearby, Barry, that might get a bit of the old badger action tonight, the old cheeky wink?
Is there any what might get the cheeky wink, ladies?
Any ladies you want to give a cheeky wink to? A bit of a Watford charm, you know?
I want to give a bit of cheeky wink to any ladies in the Oxy Bowls Club. Throw a jack for me, baby.
What was that noise?
It's,
it's
a sex noise.
Rob, are there any book or film characters that you have trouble sympathising with?
I'll tell you who I don't like.
Yes.
Have you seen the film It, with the clown?
Yes.
The guy that's like Stephen King but isn't Stephen King because he wrote it. And
yes.
He's super wealthy and stuff.
He's probably... cooking in his flat somewhere. Yeah, in Stephen King's It.
Yes, that boy there, I don't like him, because he's a good-looking young lad, and he's got wealthy parents. He's going, yeah, I can't really cope, I'm an outcast. He can buy friends!
Yeah, it's a persuasive argument, but it's not going to get you a degree in a film studies course. David Tomlinson, of course, and he's in Bedknobs and Broomsticks and all.
Well, guys...
Can I ask you another question, Barry, just briefly?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, go on, fire.
I'm 32 years old now. Obviously, when did things for you start to sag? Was it 40s, 50s?
Oh, blimey. Well, for a kick-off, did you say you're 32?
Yes.
Give it another 8 years and just give in some and get some elasticated trousers. 40 is the acceptable age for elasticated trousers.
Line five, you're...
No one's interested, you know.
No. Line five, yes.
Get yourself a lady, okay. You know. You're still on...
Okay. He's gone.
Benet.
Line five, you're through to Barry.
Hello.
I want to know whether Rob Benet still seen his American woman.
Rob Benet has disappeared, I'm afraid, Jerry.
Can somebody come round, help? I can't put my phone down.
I'm afraid we can't do that. Let's take one more, then you can go away, you silly old man. I'm talking to you, Barry, not Jerry, although, yeah. Line six, you're live on the internet to Barry.
Hello, is that Ian?
Yes.
This is Hugo Peters, Bon Vivre, Raconteur, oh, on demand.
This is a blast. This is an unfunny blast from the past. Yes.
Boogaloo music aficionado.
Yep.
Some may say the Ernest Hemingway of the noughties.
Yeah, Barry, Barry, are you still there? Oh, we've lost Barry.
Oh.
Oh, well.
These... Well, you know, you were talking about literary characters.
Yes.
Mr. Bounce from the Mr. Men books.
Okay, you find it hard. You find it hard to have any sympathy with him, do you?
Yes, he's bouncing around.
Alex.
Hello. Hang on a second. Oh, so we can call it. Yes.
And he falls in a coffee cup.
Right.
His own fault.
Yes. You would imagine.
Good.
Yes.
I was glad.
Okay.
He was scolded.
Oh, hey, come on, poor Mr. Bounce.
Well, he deserved it.
Okay, that's harsh. Harsh but fair, I think.
Yes. Goodbye.
Thank you very much for calling. Let me just do this.
Want free music on your mobile? Then download the We7 radio app now. Available on iPhone and Android. We7 is your personal DJ in your pocket, giving you access to over 10 million songs for free. Enter one song, artist or genre, and the We7 app will play hours of the music you love. You can listen to We7 anywhere, in the car, train, or the gym, even without an internet connection. Join the radio revolution and download the We7 radio app now.
You're talking over the ad, Barry.
If anyone talks to me, I've got cut off.
Yeah, I know what happened.
I don't know, and I tried phoning up, and I put it to you that you deliberately kept hanging up on me.
I did not keep hanging up on you.
Do you want me to speak to you or not?
Well, I thought you'd spoken to me.
Oh, that's your way of cutting me off, is it? Let me speak to one more person, go on.
But I didn't think you really wanted to be part of this.
Well, I couldn't hear what was... I was cut off. There was a man who asked me a question. I was cut off.
All right,
has he come?
Let's try line three. You're through to Barry from Watford.
Good evening, Ian.
It's Barry.
Oh, good evening, Barry. Barry, it's great that you're on. I actually had a question for you.
Okie doke.
Right, now, this is a completely hypothetical situation, so I'm just throwing it out there. So just go along with this.
Okay.
If I was, by any chance, to kidnap your son, Dave...
Dave, yes.
Yes, and ask for a ransom. Would be an acceptable amount?
Oh, God, well, I do love him. I really do. I know he's a wrong one. That's 150 quid.
150. Because I was, planning to come in with something like 5,000, 10,000.
Oh, don't go mad.
Yeah, exactly. I want to be prepared for this stuff. I don't want you to tell me to go...
Well, I'll tell you what. Give me 150 quid and you can chop one of his ears off.
Right. And when I'm calling you up, is this voice okay?
That voice is fine. Get me... Ian will give you the number.
You want Barry's phone number?
No, don't give it out loud.
Do you want me to think it?
Off air, off air.
I've got a pen and paper if you
want to... No, don't do it.
I'm just trying to find out how to do it on Skype. Hang on, I can't get your number up.
I was sort of joking. I'm retracting it.
Okay,
I'm retracting the offer of my phone number.
Hang on, who's that?
Are we going to
have? This is Craigie Longbottom here.
Freddie Lowenbrow.
Hello,
Freddie. Oh no, hang on. I got rid of the wrong person. Hang on a second. Let's get them back. I got rid of. We'll call Freddie Lowenbrow. What did you think he was called? Dick Coalmine.
Freddie Goldmine, wasn't it?
It's Freddie Lowenbrow.
Lowenbrow.
Both of them are excellent, excellent names.
Judging by this, Lowenbrow.
Oh, he's disappeared. Let's try. Are you still there, Barry?
I'm still here.
I can't cut you off, even if I wanted to. Line six, you're through.
Barry.
Yeah, hello.
All right, Barry. You got one of those things coming up.
I'm at the 100 Club.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Is it supposed to be any good? My mate, the last one you did, he said it was shit.
For those who don't know, Barry, are you still there? Oh, he's disappeared.
Yep. Barry?
Barry's disappeared, and we were...
No, I'm not surprised. He can't argue with that, can he?
He can't argue with that. Barry does a live variety night, and one of your mates went and said it wasn't very good. We're, of course, set the agenda on Thursday, June the 7th.
You got one coming up as well, haven't you?
Yeah, Thursday, June the 7th. Set the agenda.
Yeah, set the agenda. I might come back to that. That's supposed to be a top quality evening.
It is an excellent evening. £9. Nine acts for £9?
Nine acts.
Oh, that works out about £1.20 an act.
It's a little bit too far for me to come, though, to be fair.
Well, you can still buy the tickets anyway.
I might do that. Is there any chance you could do one in Marshall?
No, in a hospital. Oh.
That's disappointing.
Thanks very much for calling. This is Pocket Radio Show Live. If you want to take part, you're more than welcome to. 020 3286 1483 is the telephone number. Pocket Radio Show on Skype. We're at SMUC Radio. And we have Joe is over there on the red one.
Hello.
You all right?
Hello, listeners.
Is this... Obviously, I have been, not at the moment, and it's my choice. I have been a professional broadcaster in that I have been paid to broadcast.
Yeah.
I'm having a break.
I'm aware of that.
I have to stress for legal reasons. It's my choice. I'm on a break. It wasn't that they didn't want to renew my contract.
We know.
And wouldn't let me back on the air to fulfill the last one.
Yeah,
no,
we
my
know.
Choice. Is this as good or worse than you expected in terms of professionalism?
Oh, from you?
Yes. Well, yes.
Ooh.
That's a long. Yeah. That's a long pause there, Joe.
I'll have to think about it.
Ian. Okay. Okay. That's disappointing. Yeah. Thanks. Lines. Hello, Line 6, you're live on the internet.
Hello, Ian, how are you?
Yeah, I'm okay, what do you want?
What I meant to say is, what's up, dude?
Well, you can still say that.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Ah! You know, it's the last... My wife and children have been in Greece this week. I had to come back early for work and a doctor's appointment, if I'm being completely honest. And so I've had the house to myself all week, and it's been awesome. I watched movies. I watched the movie with the director's commentary. It wasn't the director's commentary. I watched Daydream Believers, the story of the monkeys, with Davy Jones' commentary, right? And Davy Jones, it was, obviously sadly passed away, was bonkers. And he would just say things to fill the gap. And he's obviously never seen the director's commentary before, because he doesn't know what to say. And so there's a bit in the film where Peter Tork picks up a Coke, and Davy Jones, to fill the gap, goes, Coca-Cola. And you think, why are you saying that? I've watched that. I've played video games. I'm going to be playing video games tonight. So I'm living the dream.
Right, okay. So I'm a guest.
Sorry?
Can alarm. I'm a guest.
That's a shame, because we're having a conversation there, and his quality. The phone calls are working better than the Skypes, if I'm completely honest. Let's take another phone call. Hello, Line 2. You're live on the internet.
Hi, Ian. It's Amy.
Amy!
Brap,
brap.
Yeah, do you remember me?
I
didn't know who Peter Sellers was.
Oh, my. Well, that narrows it down to 15 people. We did a whole episode of this once when no one knew who Peter... hang on a second. Joe, who's Peter Sellers?
No,
Amy. Shush. Joe?
Is he a comedian?
Oh, what, more than... This is amazing!
A famous comedian. I'm really young. I'm hip and cool. I don't know these old people.
How can people not know? This is what I don't understand. Amy, tell Joe who Peter Sellers is.
He was in the original Pink Panther movie.
Do you have a license for that, Pinky? Yeah, but come on, for goodness sakes. I'm going to play a song in a minute, because that's what I can do. But I've got to play it via YouTube, so I'm going to look for it on YouTube. Anyway, Amy, lovely to talk to you. Are you still there?
I'm back in London. I'm back in London now. I'm not in Eastbourne anymore.
You're asking me out for a drink or something? Oh, you were in Eastbourne at your nan's house, and you were going to do it with your boyfriend in your nan's house. Did you get to do it?
No.
Oh, why? What happened?
Because he wasn't there.
Really? He never turned up?
No, he was in London.
I thought he was. You told me he was going to turn up.
No, he wasn't going to turn up.
You're so full of it. You told me he was going to turn up.
No, you misheard me.
No, you mistold me. Anyway, Amy, I can't meet you for drinks this evening, as I'm going to be going back to my Xbox and playing Rainbow Six.
Oh, damn.
So I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, man.
Hey, a weird girl's supposed to phone up tonight, right? There's this girl called Rachel who emails me saying, "Hey, Ian, I saw you in Oxford Street the other day. I think you're hot." I'm like...
Oh,
well, don't be so surprised by that. I'll be honest, Amy, I am hot. I've grown into my face.
I know you are. I know.
Thank you. And she keeps emailing saying, "I think you're hot. Let me know when you're in Oxford Street again." Of course, I've never let her know. Why would I? No. And then she said, emailed saying, "I'm going to phone you up tonight, Ian, on the Pocket Radio Show." So I'm a little bit nervous that she might actually phone up.
Oh.
That's where that story ends. There's no, if you were expecting kind of, you know, there's not at all.
I really liked it.
It's a good no, story.
Do you know what she looks like?
I've got no idea. She could be hot. She could be not.
Yeah.
But we're all beautiful within ourselves, aren't we?
Yes.
Even ugly people. Well, Amy, is there anything I can do for you?
I was just ringing in because it's the last show.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to...
Thanks very much for calling. I'm going to see if I can play a record on here. Let's see if this works. It does work. Okay, wicked. I need to let the YouTube... it's on YouTube, but the internet's a little bit slow. I need to let the grey line...
The professionalism you were talking about earlier.
This is good, though. I'll let the grey line on the YouTube bar reach its zenith. We could be here for some time. While we're doing that, I'll go to line six. Six, you're live on the internet. Who's calling?
Hello, Ian.
Yes.
Hi. Sorry, mate. I was a little bit rude before. I wanted to talk to you about films.
Okay. We couldn't hear you being rude because your internet connection is so poor.
Is it bad now?
It's okay. We can do this.
Okay. You're talking about films where they really feel much affection for the main characters?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you had Silence of the Lambs? You know, the guy that...
I still can't hear you. We got Silence of the Lambs, but the connection was too poor. Line three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
All right. I've got a question and a theory.
A question and indeed a theory. Let's have it.
Which one first?
Joe, what would you like, the question or the theory?
The question.
The question. That's what I would have gone.
When are you coming back on the show? When's the show back?
The Pocket Radio Show.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm aiming for the second series to start the first episode, the first week of July.
Oh, and, not long then.
And all of the back issues will be available with about 30 minutes extra material on each one.
Fantastic.
So they'll be. I've done the first two, and they're longer. And the stuff that I've recorded is very, very funny. Particularly episode two, I think it's very, very funny.
Excellent. I'm going to be buying them.
Oh, good. Thank for you. They will be for sale for a small price.
Good. I've got your theory now. I've also got something else for your topic as well.
You didn't. Well, you didn't. You just said it was a question and a theory. You didn't mention that there was.
If you don't want the topic, then
you know what? It's 8 minutes to eight. I'm feeling a bit crazy. Let's do it. Let's have your theory.
Okay,
then.
Okay, your theory first.
Yes.
I don't think that you're taking a hiatus off the radio for any other reason other than you've had another kid and your missus earns more money than you. You're a stay-at-home dad. You're on the maternity leave.
Well, half of that statement is true. We have had another kid, but I keep kind of saying to her, I'm not working. When are you going to go back to work?
And push her back.
Yeah. I've got to push her back. And I've always said to her, if she earned enough money, I would totally be a stay-at-home dad. I would love it.
Yeah.
People go, well,
yeah.
You get bored. Well, you won't get bored, because A, you get to play with kids, right, which is wicked.
Yeah.
B, when they're asleep, you get to watch movies and play Xbox.
Yeah.
And C,
yeah.
Work is rubbish.
Yeah.
So all of those things combined mean I'd love to be a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah, I'm jealous of my missus. I try to push her back into work. She gets out of
none of it. Well, I'm looking at Joe now. He's a young man. And he's full of the optimism and the enthusiasm and the energy that I never had as a young man. And I'm just thinking, Joe, seriously, in 10 years' time, it will all have disappeared. And you'll be filled with a bitterness, a resentment. You will. I was you. I was.
You just said you weren't.
Well, I wasn't you. But I was vaguely optimistic. Not particularly, but I was vaguely optimistic. And now it's everything. I'll tell you now.
All gone.
It's all
everything,
gonna go.
Everything is... life is pointless. Honestly, Joe, it's pointless.
Okay.
Apart from the kids.
The kids are awesome, and I miss my two boys so much. I'm picking them up from the airport tomorrow, and I cannot wait to see them. And I'm Astro Boy, who's now two and a bit.
What made up name have you got for the other one?
What's the made up name? We haven't actually named him yet.
How?
We haven't given him a name.
It seems not even a made up name.
Not even a made up name. No.
That can be one of the topics, couldn't it?
A made-up name for my second son.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to cut you off now.
I'd do it for Drago.
Oh, no, what was your topic?
Oh, on the topic?
Yeah.
Well, it's Jurassic Park, Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Why was he going to turn the power on by himself?
I don't know, I've never seen the film.
Well, I've got no sympathy for him. He got eaten by another dinosaur.
Okay. I've no idea what that means. Have you seen the film Jacuzzi Park? Do you know what happens in there?
Jacuzzi Park?
Yeah, whatever it's called. The one with the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Line six, you're live on the internet. Who's calling?
It's Amy. Did you cut me off?
Yes. Let's go to line one. One, you're live on the internet. Who's calling? Okay, Sam again. Sam, sort your internet. I'll call from a phone. Let's go to line three. Three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
It's Mr. Evil.
I wasn't expecting.
You remember me?
I do remember you. Yes, I wasn't expecting that.
How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you, Mr. Evil. How the devil are you?
Fitting evil.
Okay. Well, have you done anything evil today?
I phoned you.
Right.
That's evil.
But it's not that evil, actually, is it? Just to phone me.
I think it is.
There's nothing particularly evil about making a phone call to a live internet radio show that's being listened to by 170 people.
It's quite nice, if anything. It's,
yeah, nice.
Helpful.
Very helpful. Very friendly.
Who are the people in the background?
That's Joe, who is the boss here at the studio that we are using, and James is over there and he's filming it, and James organised it all. At
it's
Troshy. At
boss.
Troshy, is that the Twitter name?
Yeah.
Follow at Troshy, because he organised all this, and he's a top bloke. So
it's the evil boss.
He's talking to you, I think.
Yes, yeah, he can't hear me, actually, but yeah, I'm evil boss.
Can he not hear you?
We'd have to relay.
Oh, we don't want to relay. Yeah. He's not that evil. He's never fired anybody.
Oh.
Ah. So this is not a particularly evil phone call, if that was your intention.
Can we make it evil?
What would you like to do?
Can we do evil stuff?
Go on, then. Well, you're Mr. Evil, so you should be initiating the evil stuff.
Okay.
Away you go.
Evil.
Yeah, again, just saying evil and doing a little laugh isn't particularly evil.
Can you help me?
Well, to do something evil, you'd have to, like, you know, steal something or blow up something.
He needs more confidence. He's lacking confidence.
There's no confidence here. That's the problem.
What do you mean?
I tell you, I'm going to put an idiot on the line, okay? And you can be evil to them, all right?
Okay.
Jonathan, say hello to Mr. Evil.
Hello, Mr. Evil.
Hello.
I am really looking forward. I wonder if you give me some tips. I don't know how evil you
are.
Well,
no, hang on a minute, Jonathan. This is the problem. Mr. Evil hasn't been very evil so far, so we're hoping he's going to be evil to you.
Oh. Are you ready?
I'm sort of ready. I don't know how good this is going to be.
Shut up.
Yep, hey, that was it. That was a good start.
Yes.
Anything else evil going on? Because I do have a genuine question, but...
What's your question?
Right. I'm really looking forward to set the agenda, but I need to save some seats that I'm bringing to people. How do you save seats if you've only got one item of clothing? Like, you've got your jacket,
you can't.
Your chair.
You can't.
It's quite evil.
You can't do it.
He's being quite evil there. I mean, it's not evil. It's he's being obnoxious, I would say.
It's very annoying. I need some tips.
A few notches below evil.
Yeah, several notches.
It's the confidence thing, I'm telling you.
Evil, tell Jonathan to get knotted.
Get knotted.
Oh.
Goodbye.
There you go, you cut him off. Okay, let's put a girl on. Let's put Jackie on. Oh no, I don't know. I can't. Hang on a minute. Oh, it's all very confusing. This Skype.
You should burn.
Oh, I can't put another call on to be with you, I'm afraid. So I'm going to cut you off. And I've cut Jackie off. There we go. Jackie's on. Hello, Jackie. Hello. Oh, for God's sakes! It seems to be the ladies that are having more trouble with the Skype. Who's this? Jackie Bednarik. Hello? Say something. Hello? Goodbye. Line three. Three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hello, is that the game's mistress?
Yes. What can I do for you?
Hello, I'm playing Jet Set Willy at the moment.
Yes.
I'm on the first level.
Right.
How do you actually jump?
It was it's the space bar. What are you playing on?
I'm playing on the Commodore 64.
Oh, then it's the return key, the enter key.
Oh, return. I was hitting shift.
No, it's return.
Oh.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Right, I'm going to try and play this record, but the bar is only halfway, so we may only get the first 45 seconds of this song, but we'll
start loading once you play it.
Will it? Okay. Because
yeah.
I made a Mike Nesmith a compilation CD for my friends Paul and Watko yesterday, and it reminded me how flipping brilliant Mike Nesmith is. And this is an amazing Monkey song that they recorded, right? They didn't release it in the 60s. It wasn't released until 1990. And this is amazing. It's called If I Ever Get to Saginaw Again. And I think you'll enjoy this.
This podcast has teamed up with audible.co.uk to offer you, our listeners, a free audiobook of your choosing. All you have to do is register for a 1-month free trial to claim your free audiobook. There are over 60,000 to choose from. If you're in the UK, you can register at audible.co.uk/Ian Lee.
The 30-day free trial means you can choose a free audiobook, from sizzling biographies to the latest fiction or even classical works, which is yours to keep whether or not you decide to cancel in the trial period. Register now at audible.co.uk/Ian Lee. That's audible.co.uk/IAINLEE.
Man, I love that song. If I ever get to Saginaw again, you can go on the mic, James. Are you confident speaking on the microphone?
I'm all right, yeah.
You look terrified. You actually held onto the desk. I'm all right, yes. You organise this. Thank you so much for doing this.
No problem.
Was it easy to organise?
Yeah, well, the studio is already here, just making it kind of work with phone calls and recording and stuff.
We are at the St Mary's Union College Radio, University College Radio.
That's right.
If you want to follow them on Twitter, at SMUC Radio, or smucradio.com. And you kind of sent me this email going, the setup's not that good, it's all a bit bad. This is as good as the Absolute Studios, do you know what I mean? It's not got touch screen. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I need to do another one of these. Who should we do? Oh, this is great. We've got advertisers advertising in Hong Kong.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. I don't think there's anybody... I've said if anybody can send me a picture of you yourself at this place in Hong Kong, I'll send you a prize. No one has. So I don't think we've got anyone listening in Hong Kong. But the British Studio of Art in Hong Kong, constant every week they say, yep, we'll have another advert, please, Ian.
When I go to Hong Kong, I'm stopping by.
I'm totally going in there. I've looked at the website. It looks awesome. I'm totally taking my little boy there. I can't think we'll ever go to Hong Kong. I've been there once before. It's very nice. Anyway. If you do go to Hong Kong and you've got kids, then you should go to the British Studio of Art in Hong Kong. It's this fantastic art place, obviously, hence the word art in there, and you can put their creative energies to use. It's located in Discovery Bay. The British Studio of Art is suitable for children of all ages with various classes. My little boy is really into kind of like painting and doing pictures. He's also bonkers. He's in Greece, and I got a text from my wife saying, oh yeah, Astro Boy, he's got a strawberry he wants to lend to you. What's a lemmy? A strawberry? Anyway, also, if mum or dad fancies a go, then go along to the Wine and Craft Evening just for adults. Check out www.bsoahk.com for further details. bsoahk.com for further details. And seriously, if you can take a picture of you there, then I'll send you a prize. And it won't just be a crappy prize. It'll be something decent as well. It'll be something pretty darn decent. Let's take a phone call. Line 6, you're live on the internet. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, turn your feed off.
I don't know how to do it.
Who's this, Mr. T?
Oh, I've done it.
Okay, who is this? What's that ringing now? Who are you ringing?
You.
Okay. Is this Scraggy the Tramp?
Yes, it is.
Okay, for those who've been watching my Facebook page, Scraggy the Tramp has been... You've got a... Now, you're the one that I let back on, aren't you?
Yes, I'm the good one.
Okay, you're kind of dominating the page a little bit, so I had to ban you.
I'm just your friend.
Sorry?
I just want to be your friend.
Okay, we're not...
Who's that?
Hang on, who's that?
Who are you?
It's Vincent.
Who's that?
It's Vinny.
What do you want? I thought I was on this show.
Is that Ian? Just doing a silly voice.
What? You taking the mickey out of my voice?
Yeah.
What's wrong with it? I'm old. I'm 92.
It sounds a bit, camp.
Oh, man. You wish you ain't said that to me.
Who's that laughing?
I don't know. Who's that laughing?
Yeah, I heard two people laugh.
What do you want, anyway? You're trying to steal my limelight.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you just said.
I've been ringing all day. I even put my pigeon on the fire.
Are you having an erection?
No, I'm 92. I don't get erections.
Maybe you had a tablet or something. Accidentally.
I've been taking drugs for 82 years. They don't work on me no more, man.
Okay.
What do you want?
Have you called in for?
You're being obnoxious.
I'm being obnoxious. I just called in. I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, well, I've called in.
Yes.
Where's Ian? I want to speak to Ian about this.
I think he's gone to the bathroom.
Ian, who's this guy? He's giving me grief. We're friends. I thought we were friends.
No, Ian doesn't do friends.
What? I am his friend. I had an accident yesterday, Ian.
Yeah, what happened?
I got run over. I fell asleep in the road and I got run over.
How come you didn't die?
Well, because it only ran over my arm, but I'll tell you a little secret. That arm's a fake arm, so it didn't hurt.
Okay.
What?
Well, there we go.
Scraggy, come over to my tent and have a bit of my pigeon?
I think she's gone, Scraggy, but thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Let's go. No idea. Are you regretting inviting me in now, Joe?
No.
Okay, good. That's good. That's fine.
Well, that was it, part one. It pretty good, wasn't it? It did. It reminded me how much I do like doing live radio shows, and we will try and do a couple more live ones in series two, which I'm hoping is going to start beginning of July. That's what I'm aiming for, first week of July. But again, bear with me. And if you're on a radio station and you want to give me a job, I'm probably cheaper than you think. Also, if you're a company and you want to advertise with the show, then I suggest you do, because episode 11 has had just a ridiculous amount of downloads. This is proving to be a huge success in terms of numbers. So get in touch, ian@ianlee.com, and we can have a chat about what I can do for you. A big thank you to Kukkle.com, KUKKLE.com. They're the best personalised greetings card website on the internet. I thoroughly recommend them, genuinely, because they are sponsoring Set the Agenda on June the 7th. Thursday, June the 7th, Set the Agenda. It's my variety night. I'm hosting it. There are 9 acts for £9. That's £1 an act. One of the acts is Verinda, I'll be honest, so... That's 8 acts for £9. Tickets are selling out fast. Settheagenda.com/tickets. Settheagenda.com/tickets. June the 7th. And again, Positive Internet Company. I nearly said big up yourself, but I'm not Ken Bruce, so I won't. But just wonderful people, human beings who have been helpful, have been responsive, and have done me no end of good deeds. So thank you very much to the team at the Positive Internet Company and Jellycast.com. Okay, thank you for listening. Keep checking ianlee.com. Join facebook.com/ianleeofficial, and I'll let you know when Series 2 and Part 2 of this show go up online. Thank you.